Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. The existential choice between heat or hunger has ceased to be a matter of science fiction. It is our present reality, unfolding in excruciating slow motion across the globe. Step outside, and the air is thick with denial. But beneath the surface festers the truth, a world where the sun scorches unyieldingly, and the earth yields barely enough to sustain its denizens. This dichotomy of excess heat and lack thereof in sustenance isn't just a phase, but a future carved in the smoke of fossil fuels. We've stepped into an era where once fertile fields now mirror sterile deserts, and food, a fundamental human right, has become a luxury. In this latest piece, we unpack the unforgiving paradox that humanity faces. As did the searing anecdotes from hunger pangs as fields turn to dust, we further delve into this stark ultimatum. A world standing on the brink, forced to choose between enduring an unlivable heat or battling an insatiable hunger. Envision a farmer staring at the sky, longing for a cloud, any cloud, that might spell relief. Their counterpart in another geographical blight shakes an empty grain silo, the echoes resonating like a doomsday bell. These aren't isolated tales, but collective narratives of the global peasantry, now the unsuspecting warriors at the vanguard of climate change. No longer are the repercussions of our environmental abandon hypothetical. The dissonant chorus of a million empty stomachs and parched throats has reached a crescendo. With wildlife scurrying for the last patches of green and the relentless sun blistering what's left of civilization, the question that haunts the remnants of societal fabric is, are we choosing heat or are we surrendering to hunger? References to Dr. Rowe, Alexei Dryden's harrowing speech on the drought permanence illuminate the inescapable reality. Our exploits have drawn tight a noose. The more the mercury climbs, the more our food stocks plummet. And plagued by this reality, the markets that once buzzed with commerce and conviviality have succumbed to a somber silence. Every statistic and model confirm what the sweat on our brows has been telling us. Grains are turning to chaff in our hands, and livestock languishes under a cruel sun that once signaled prosperity. The divides grow sharper, the wealthy secure behind technologically advanced fortresses, while the poor scavenge for scraps, shadowed by failed harvests. In facing this ultimatum, ingenuity seems as wilted as the crops. Futile as it is to paint hope on such a desolate canvas, some resistance flickers in embers of innovation and adaptation. We've entered the age of geoengineering revolutions and genetically modified miracles, yet the scale of disaster outweighs these strides. It's a race not for progress, but for mere survival, as we gamble on a future where technological feats might just keep desolation at bay. Ironically, heat and hunger are both fuel and consequence of our environmental apathy. As the world tilts further into this dystopian existence, one ponders if there is solace in action, however belated. What would it take for the powers that be to hearken to the Earth's anguished pleas? Decades of warnings etched into the science have mocked our indifference until now. The ultimatum is clear. Reckon with the chaos, or witness the collapse of civilization's fragile bastions. As we publish these lines, the earth does not simmer, it seethes. And we, the voyeuristic bystanders of our own decay, are left with a stark decision. A decision that, in true tragic irony, may not lie within our hands, as the force of nature reclaims its beleaguered soil and snuffs the hubris of humankind. But until that final act, we teeter on the balance, heat or hunger. The answer, though unchosen, unfolds in the very elements that sustain life.